This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 772. Notice, ponder, practice for improved IELTS pronunciation scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn about a 3-step strategy for improving your intonation and expression so you really stand out in front of the speaking examiner on test day.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on? How you doing?
I am doing great. It is only mid-morning here, and I've already had like 2 classes with amazing students.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Like, starting the day off like that is so motivating.
Oh, totally. That is the best way to start the day, by connecting with one of our students. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about for us.
Exactly. Yeah. I find that like my mental energy is higher if I start the day by actually speaking to somebody, by actually like making that connection. And our students are the best to talk to. Like, I look forward to every single class.
Yes, I so admire our students, the students who are smart. They invest in their success, right? And they're inside our 3-key system, and they're on their way to getting past IELTS, right? To leaving it behind.
Exactly. So many students, mountains of students, you guys, have been through our system and they are finished with IELTS. You have heard so many success stories lately. We have just, we're on fire. 3-Keys IELTS is on fire.
And for that reason, we do have an important announcement to make to our listeners, Jessica, today.
Yes.
So based on all this evidence, right, that is mounting up, that clearly 3-Keys IELTS works, guys. As Jessica said, piles of success stories. We are going to be training a team based on true examiner knowledge that you, Jessica, gained for 14 years being an examiner, right?
Exactly. We are working very hard on this training program right now, actually.
Yes.
And we are so excited to bring on some new team members.
Yes.
And I mean, for this reason, you guys, we are increasing the price of the course as of October 14th.
Yeah, so this is your warning, guys, to go ahead and get in now. This is the time to join 3-Keys IELTS at the current price before prices go up for all 3 plans October 14th. So go and get in now. And Jessica, where can our listeners go to get right in the course?
Yes, so special links just for podcast listeners, guys. So not only do you get this price as it is now, but you also get a bonus for your speaking exam, How to Wake Up the Examiner. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course. Or if you want classes with one of our expert team members, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yes, I love it. So guys, you have been warned. We're going to remind you about this over the next few weeks, but definitely go and get in now. Secure that price as it is now, because it's going up.
Yeah, it hasn't in like 5 years. So.
No. Right, guys, we haven't really increased the price, and it's time to do it because the system works. All right, Jessica, so what are we getting into today?
So as I was teaching one of my students this morning, I stumbled upon a strategy. I shouldn't say stumbled. That sounds like sort of accidental flailing. It's a consciously discovered strategy. We were talking about how to improve certain features of pronunciation. Oh, that reminds me, guys. Lindsay and I on the All Ears English side have some really cool episodes about connected speech and pronunciation. So if you're not listening to All Ears English, guys, you need to be listening to that show too.
Yeah, exactly. And let's see, specifically episode 1233 and episode 1237, guys. That is where we showed you exactly how to get that traction. But go and subscribe to All Ears English for sure.
Definitely. So like these different features of pronunciation, like how can you actually improve them? So, okay, three-step strategy, guys. I call this... This is so fun. Notice, ponder, practice. NPP.
I love that. I love that. This feels like it's a strategy that one could use in the natural world, like out in the world, as we say, out in the wild, where native speech is really happening. Is that right?
Totally. I love that, out in the wild. It makes it seem like there's all these native English speakers who are like feral,
climbing trees.
Amazon just climbing trees, just covered in mud, hair all long and dirty. Okay, so if you see that person, don't talk to that person. But okay, so let's talk about this strategy. So three steps to improving pronunciation features. So more specifically, what I was working on with this student was thinking about how natives change our intonation according to what we're talking about, according to the subject and how we feel about it. So for instance, guys, in speaking part one, these questions are like easy breezy, right? Like, what's your favorite color? This is like a very light topic. So you're like, I love red. And it's a lot of like upward intonation. Now, contrast that with part three. And what if you're asked about like local news and you start talking about protests against the government or something? Ooh. Our voice isn't going to go up. We're actually going to slow down a little bit and to convey this sense of drama and seriousness, our voice goes down a lot more.
I love that. So, I mean, this is how this reflects the fact that IELTS is an English test and it should mimic the way you speak on IELTS in many ways should mimic how you speak in the real world.
Exactly. Exactly. So that is the first step, to notice how we do this in the real world. So where do you think, Lindsay, students can find these examples of the different intonation? Hello, hello, awesome IELTS candidates. If you want to improve your listening skills, get more ideas related to culture and the world at large, as well as develop your own personal power vocabulary list, get our All Ears English app. It is all there to help you improve your IELTS skills. So on your iOS device, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, good question. I think, you know, going out to events, if we want to do it out in the wild physically with ourselves, try to find a group where people are coming together and talking to each other. I mean, if you want to go watch TV and look at something like game shows, that kind of thing, that could be interesting.
Fun. Oh, that's very fun. There are so many game shows. Yeah. So guys, like if you live in an English speaking country, then you definitely need to be getting out there. And it's like the end of summer, beginning of fall. So all these community events are going to kind of start going away soon when it gets colder. So you guys need to get outside now. but if you don't live in an English speaking country, then TV, YouTube, movies, maybe like explore two different genres of TV shows. Like you can watch a sitcom like The Good Place or Cheers or Frasier. I love that show. And it's comedy. So there's a lot more upward intonation. Contrast that with like a crime show like NCIS or I don't know, some sort like CSI type crime show where they definitely have a lot more downward intonation.
Ooh, yeah. Or something even like Trevor Noah, where they interview celebrities. I'm thinking about
The Daily Show.
One. Yeah, The Daily, like when the celebrity comes on, Trevor Noah or whoever is going to ask the person pretty light questions and their answer is going to be pretty light, pretty fun.
True,
right?
Yeah.
Totally. And that would mirror speaking part one, and then you might get into deeper stuff or on a different show. So it's like an understanding, okay, what you're looking for. Are we looking at speaking part one for these answers? Or are we looking at speaking part three or two?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's awesome because like that's the way the interview goes, it'll mirror how your own IELTS speaking test will go, right? You start with lighter topics, you end with deeper topics. So
yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And so many interview podcasts, just to name two of my favorites, WTF by Marc Maron, long interview, but also Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Those are both great examples.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the intonation, especially, I guess male and female guests that come on those shows, they do tend to come on very light. Like, they might get a question about, I don't know, what hobbies they're into these days, or something super light about their neighborhood in California. It's something like that, where they just tend to answer and, like, shrug their shoulders a lot. I feel like I see a lot of that on those shows. You know, like, oh, it's going okay, you know.
A lot that of shrugging of the shoulders. Yeah. That's funny. All right, so that's the first step, guys. Like, we're gathering information, right? We're noticing it. And, like, this is key, right? This isn't just watching. This is noticing. It's active. You're thinking about why this person's pronunciation is changing. And then the next step, ponder. I just like this word instead of think. It's just a better vocabulary word. So your next step is to ponder this in your own mind, right? Like, when would you change your pronunciation? So think about what you just watched, right? What was this person talking about? How did their pronunciation change? And then how would you mimic this pronunciation according to what you're talking about?
Yes, I love that idea. We have to know how to, we have to relate to it. We have to reflect and relate to it. And by the way, the word ponder itself, this is not necessarily a vocabulary episode, but that would be a great one, a winning phrase to replace instead of think, to use that when you actually want to use that word on the test.
Totally, guys. Oh my gosh. Ponder is such a great word for writing task two and speaking part three. Like, oh, what about a filler instead of like, oh, I've never thought about that before. I mean, we know that filler. That's fine. You could be like, I have never pondered this before.
That's fantastic. I love it. I mean, this is what gets us to that seven or higher, guys. It's not by using the same words other students use.
Exactly. Right? Be noticeable in front of the examiner. And then that last step, guys, practice it. You have to do this out loud. So get a complete IELTS speaking test, like all the questions, right? Part one, part two, part three, and actually mark your intonation according to the topic. Like, are you going to use more upward intonation in these answers or downward intonation? And like I said, guys, you start with more upward, you end with more downward.
Yeah, I love this. I feel like this is the next level skill. It's reading between the lines of English, but it's so important, right? And if we don't do these things, we don't get the scores we need.
Exactly. This is so granular and focused. And this is, that's why it's so helpful, right? If a teacher's just like, you have to improve your pronunciation, you have to be more, you use more emotion. You're like, okay, how does one do that? Exactly. But if we get very granular like this, then that's how we improve. I mean, the student I was teaching this morning, like, he already got a 7 on speaking, but he's aiming for an 8 or higher. And this is one of the key differences.
Yeah, that's exactly it. This is not like, this is for students above that 7 mark, right? So if you guys are going in that direction, if you need that to achieve your dreams, to go to the school of your dreams, then you should be doing things at this level.
Exactly, exactly. And guys, I know that so many of you have listened to our success stories, realized how useful and effective our system is. So don't wait any longer. I know it's tough, guys, but it's fall, right? Yep. It's time to get going on your dreams and commit yourself. So remember, guys, October 14th, our prices will go up. So right now, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or for classes as well, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yes, guys. And we'll see you inside the Three Keys IELTS system and the Facebook group. Always active, always lively, always fun.
That should be our motto. Let's change it. That's awesome.
All right, Jessica, have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.